Well, hey there, and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Chris Rozowski. I serve as the Family Ministries Pastor at our Lewis Center campus. And this past Sunday, we continued our series on the guardrails, the Ten Commandments, and we looked at the commandment, do not steal, in the book of Exodus. But we didn't just focus on the do's and don'ts of not stealing. What we also talked about was Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus really speaks to the heart issues of why we break God's commands. He says, you've heard it said, do not murder. You've heard it said, do not commit adultery. But he doesn't just leave us with the do's and don'ts. No, he speaks to our hearts. And what's really at the heart issue of stealing? Well, it's idolatry. I read a pastor who taught on the commandments. He kind of put it this way. He said, idolatry is when we look to anything besides God for our significance or our security. And probably one of the things easiest to be tempted to find our significance or our security in is our stuff, our finances, or the things that we own. And so Jesus kind of addresses these heart issues for us. In Matthew 6, 19 to 21, he says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. I think when we read this passage, we can find ourselves tempted to lean towards one or the other kind of extreme interpretation of what Jesus is saying here. You know, Jesus is not being the reason we can't have nice things. And really in God's design, having possessions is not wrong in itself. The scripture tells us to work for provisions, to make wise provisions for the future, and to enjoy the good things that God has given us. But what I think Jesus is concerned with is us finding our significance in our stuff. Jesus is saying, listen, the temporary things in life, they don't last. They either erode over time or they're stolen. So don't try to find your value in them. I think what God wants for us is to truly understand how truly valued, loved, and wealthy we are in Him. And that our dignity and our significance and our value come from the fact that we were made by Him. I mean, think about the fact that the creator of the universe thought you up, that He chose to make you, that He knit you together in your mother's womb, that He has provided for you even to the point of giving up His Son's life for you. And if you're a Christian, you have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. And you have a greater inheritance than you can imagine waiting for you. Jesus is saying, redirect your eyes, redirect your heart here. Don't be distracted by the false advertising of the temporary, because everything in heaven is what lasts. More than just not stealing, seek after the things that matter most in light of eternity. And when we do that, it frees us to be generous. We are free to be generous. Instead of feeling the pressure to making things better for ourselves or comparing ourselves to other people, we're free to make things better for others and to bless each other. As we've received grace and forgiveness, so we're now free to do the same for others. As we've had people invest spiritually in our lives and God has been generous to surround us with people, we're free to invest spiritually in others. And as we've received the hope and freedom that comes with the gospel, so we are free to share the same gospel, the same life-giving hope with others. And Jesus also speaks to the temptation to find our security in our stuff. He says in Matthew 6:25, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink or about your body and what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? And then he says in verses 31 to 34, therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. So while some of us struggle maybe with finding our significance in our stuff, some of us are tempted to find our security in our stuff. And Jesus is not saying, hey, you don't need to concern yourself with any of your physical needs. Don't worry. Be happy. Hakuna Matata. You know, this passage should never be utilized to justify laziness or apathy or irresponsibility. And Jesus is not being insensitive to real financial hardships and needs. I mean, Jesus is literally talking to people who are part of an oppressed people group in the ancient Near East during the time of the Roman Empire. So he is not being insensitive here. But the point Jesus is making is this: God has given us life, and he's given us bodies to live in. And if he's given us these things, won't God also give us what we need for our lives and for our bodies? Therefore, we don't have to find our security in our stuff, in our savings, in our possessions, or in our planning. Our security, both for today and for tomorrow, and also for forever, is found in God. And Jesus says that if we truly believe that, then we're gonna look different than the culture around us. We're gonna look different than folks who don't know God, who don't know his love, who don't know his care and his kindness and his provision, and who don't have eternal perspective. And one of the ways that we look different is that we prioritize Jesus first over me first in every area of our lives. I mean, that's really what seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness means. It's Jesus first over me first. And that not only applies to how we steward the stuff we've been given, but it applies in our relationships, in our priorities, in how we spend our time, in how we lead and nurture our families, and how we love our neighbors, and how we have integrity at work and in our generosity. Jesus first over me first. And we are free to do this because our significance and our security isn't found in anything that we've earned, but in what we've been given by a good, kind, generous God. And friends, we are the recipients of the greatest act of generosity in history, when Jesus came and gave his life and his death for us, and he rose again, offering free life in him. Friends, Jesus first over me first, because we have received generosity from a loving, good, kind God. Would you pray with me? God, thanks so much for who you are. Lord, that you are a good Heavenly Father and you provide for every one of our needs. And God, not only that, you chose to make us and you chose to call us your own and you gave your Son up for us so that we could have life in you. God, you are good and you are generous. And God, I pray for anybody listening today, God, that we would be reminded of just how loved we are by you. And God, whatever concerns we have today, even those financial concerns or concerns for the future, God, would you give us peace that transcends all understanding? God, we're going to trust you to provide all that we need for today. Lord, when your Son taught us to pray, he said, pray today for your daily bread. And so God, we're just asking you to give us what we need for today, God. Lord, we love you and we thank you. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks so much for joining me for the LifePoint Drivecast today. I hope you'll join us for services this Sunday at our three different campuses in Delaware, Lewis Center, and Westerville. You can go to lifepointohio.com and you can get service time information there. And then as always, if you'd like to join us online, you can do that at lifepointohio.com/watch. Have a great day.